Juan Guaido, thank you so much for sitting down with us. I want to start with the question that's on everybody's mind. What is going on in the National Assembly in Venezuela?
As you may know, Venezuela today suffers from a dictatorship that incarcerates people, that persecutes, that has generated the most severe humanitarian crisis in the region. 7 million Venezuelans in a complex humanitarian emergency, as determined by the United Nations. 5.5 million migrants on the continent, mainly in South America, only surpassed by Syria in terms of the refugee crises around the world. That is what we Venezuelans are facing today. The National Parliament has become a beacon of resistance, of democratic struggle, of defense of the rights of Venezuelans, and it has not been exempted from the persecution by the regime. And that is why the dictatorship is attacking us the way they do. So that is our great struggle, which I lead from the National Parliament. I must say that I enjoy remarkable international recognition and support, and that, in short, is what is happening today in our National Assembly.
Okay, but in the last 2 weeks, there have been an incredible series of events where now you have essentially two bodies of parliament. Each one believes that it is a legitimate National Assembly.
There's only one parliament in Venezuela. What we are experiencing at the moment is a brutal repression and a militarization of our parliament. The use of armed paramilitaries called colectivos in Venezuela and a fierce and brave defense by our parliamentarians. Despite the dictatorship's attempts to seduce them, including the use of blackmail, the use of money from Venezuelan funds, they have not even managed to gain an artificial majority because the world continues to recognize us and, more importantly, the Venezuelan people. And by the way, there are not two countries either. There are not two countries fighting against each other or polarized. Instead, 90% of the country is in favor of a change.
Okay. Who is running the country?
That answer is not easy either. Why? Because today it's the dictatorship. Today it's the criminality. Today it's the irregular groups on the border that exercise control of the country. There is a generalized anarchy in the country. Today the common and prevailing situation is that of hunger, of migration. It is the context of drug trafficking proliferating in Venezuela, and we are fighting precisely to bring order back, to recover normality, to reestablish the rule of law so that human rights can be respected in Venezuela.